That's what's up.
That's what's up.
97.9 The Box.
Check this out. All right, your boy JQ the Pimperella for That's What's Up. Now Kanye West is feeling like a king, baby, and he wants to make his queen very happy. Talked about Kim Kardashian, his future wife. He wants to get her one of the greatest wedding presents of all time. He wants to give us some Burger King. That's right. He wants to buy 10 Burger King franchises that go all across Europe. Why? Because he owns several fat burger joints in Chicago, man. And he said, you know what? This is a hot investment. You know, Kim got all the jewels, all the clothes, but she ain't got no business that just make her international businesswoman on the real. Hey, I ain't mad at you, baby. He said, no McDonald's, but I'm gonna get you that Burger King. Ooh, we met Jay-Z and Dame Dash might be getting back together, but in the courtroom, man, it's a dude by the name of Dwayne Walker who designed the Rockefeller logo back in 1995. He's suing Jay-Z and Dame Dash for copyright infringement. He ain't been getting paid his royalties, man. Walker claims that he created the Rockefeller logo and he would earn $3,500 up front, as well as 2% of the royalties for the first 10 years of the logo use. You know, while he was paid $3,500, he said they still owe him royalties, and he said he still owns the damn logo. Jay-Z, you got the money. Go on, pay this, man. We can't let the Rockefeller logo fall into the wrong hands, man. We met Oprah about to hit the road, coming to a city near you with the Oprah The Life You Want weekend. She describes it as a transformal two-day weekend that will include her personal insights on life, and she bringing a lot of her celebrity influential pals like Azania Van Zandt, you know, and a whole lot of other people, man. Tickets go on sale to the general public on April 7th. Now they're coming to Asia? Hell yeah! October 17th to the 18th. It's a beautiful day in America. Get your lives right. Oh, man, Wendy Williams is making more enemies, man, when she was talking about Evelyn from Basketball Wives giving birth to her new baby by L.A. Dodgers' Carl Crawford.
Evelyn gave birth to a cash register. I mean, a baby boy with her fiancé, the $142 million Carl Crawford.
Ooh-wee, now she's saying that because Carl Crawford got that $142 million baseball contract, man. Now, Evelyn didn't like that. She went to Twitter to say, Wendy Williams, I never bothered you before. I even bought you some flowers congratulating you on your Broadway debut. But since you want to talk that ship share, how about you talk to your man when he came to my store and purchased shoes for another woman? Ooh-wee, it ain't looking too good for America. It's your boy JQ the Pimperella, but that's what's up on 97.9 The Box.